Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. Richard, today we're going to talk about an article, a recent article from the American Psychological Association's publication called The American Psychologist.
Right.
The American Psychologist is probably one of the biggest and most read journals in psychology. Probably because if you're a member of the American Psychological Association, you get the American Psychologist.
Right. Yeah, it's been around a long time.
Right. So to be published in the American Psychologist is a pretty significant thing.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right.
So in this article that's entitled Intimate Relationships, Individual Adjustment, and Coronary Heart Disease, looking at these associations of psychosocial risk.
Right.
So what we're talking about here is, and what really drew us to this article, is the fact that we're looking at relationships as a mediating factor in something as serious as heart disease.
That's right. I was looking for a particular number in this manuscript and I couldn't find it, but their essential point is that when we think about heart disease, we think about things like stress and anxiety and diet and all that stuff. And that's where we turn most of our attention goes to those things. What they're saying here is, wait a minute, there's another factor, okay? And it may be your relationship, the intimate relationship that you have or don't have, that could also be contributing to heart disease.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're going to kind of break this down a little bit. I put the source link in the show notes, but you know, unless you are able to get access to the American Psychologist through a university or something, you're not going to be able to read the whole article. But what we have here is a link at least to the abstract. But we're going to kind of summarize it briefly for you.
Mm-hmm.
When we think about, well, we've talked before about the fact that as humans, we are social beings. We need relationships. And if we think about people who seem to be odd or unusual or suspicious, they tend to be people who are not social. They tend to be people who, you know, are hermits or live in solitude or, you know, are antisocial.
They isolate themselves.
Right. Mm-hmm. So people who don't engage in those social norms. And what happens is that because we see them as so different, it's sort of that intrinsic understanding that we are social beings, that we have to have and we need these kinds of relationships.
That's right. Earlier this week, we talked about school-age children who need to be connected to each other. They need to be connected at the school. They need to be connected with the people at the school. And if you're not, there's a higher risk of self-harm.
Right.
You know? So having social relationships and intimate relationships as you get older and able to handle it, having intimate relationships is essential to good health, particularly heart health.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that connection, I think, for a lot of people is a little bit of a difficult, they're difficult points to connect.
Right.
But it should, in some ways, at least make sense. You know, because we're social beings, because we need those interactions, that connectedness, we know that when we don't have them, it increases stress, it increases loneliness, increases the risk for depression, it increases the risk of anxiety and stress and some of those things that, as you said a moment ago, very directly and very knowingly connects to heart disease and heart problems.
And here we're talking about two kinds of relationships. One is we need to be with others. We are social. We're social creatures. And so we need to be around other people. That's why if you go to Italian villages, for example, little with no malls or anything, they're just, you know, a couple hundred people. At night, everybody goes out into the street. They go out and they mingle with each other, okay? In our country, people go to malls. People go places where there are other people. Mm-hmm. You know, we like our alone time, but mainly we're social. But this article talks about that, but it also goes a step further in that it talks about the value of intimate relationships, right, and how important a healthy intimate relationship is.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't restrict intimate relationship necessarily to a marriage or something like that. It just means a relationship that is very close. Oftentimes when we're talking to people, we're referred to either a partner or a best friend, somebody that you feel as though you can confide in, somebody that you feel connected to in a way that they've got your back, that you know that if you needed something, that's the person that you could depend on. Right. That type of security in a relationship.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a partner as such. It could be a relative. It could be a sibling, a good friend. You know, it just. But there we seem to need these healthy, intimate relationships. And when those are not there or they're not working well, bad things can happen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so in this article, they talk about some of the research that's looked at some of this, but the surprising thing I think that I got from it is that there's not a whole lot of research on it.
That's right.
There's not a whole lot of research that looks at some of these psychosocial factors.
Right, and that's the contribution here, is that they're beginning, and that's why there isn't, they don't present large amounts of data, because there isn't a lot of data on this topic. It's sort of a new addition to the equation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this whole edition of the, or whole volume of The American Psychologist was focused on relationships and their effects on different things. And so there's this one on the heart disease really caught my attention, because we talk many times about how that connection between mental health and physical health, how, you know, of course, diet and exercise and sleep relates to some of those things, and that's pretty well founded. But that stress, a very psychological thing that, of course, has biological implications, relates to some of these
issues. I think that's medical issues. Stress is the connection. Mm-hmm. Stress is the
underlying
linear
thread.
Equation model. You know, that's the thread that's linking these things. Because if you don't have a good intimate relationship, it's a wonderful quote. From one of the books that you and I used in teaching, being close to somebody, proximity without intimacy is ultimately destructive. Right. It was talking about marriages. And that's true. People living in the same house who don't have a healthy, intimate relationship, she says, is ultimately destructive.
She meaning the author.
The author, right.
Not as in a partner.
Not the partner.
Not your partner.
No.
Your partner didn't say that.
No.
The author of
the woman who made the quote. And I've never forgotten that. And I think she's absolutely right. Couples who don't have who live together and don't have a healthy, happy, intimate relationship. Mm-hmm. Intimate in the sense of trusting relationship. She says, is ultimately destructive. And I think she's right. I think in younger couples in particular, if you're together but you don't like being together, you don't like being around each other, I'm not sure that marriage is going to last.
Yeah.
You know. And I think she's right. And so what it does is it creates stress. Mm-hmm. So the problem here is with coronary heart disease, is stress that's created by either the absence of an intimate relationship or an unhealthy intimate relationship creates stress, and stress causes the problem.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you may be listening to this and thinking, well, what can I do about it?
Right. Yeah, well, I don't want to die of a heart attack.
Right. So one of the things then is to look at the nature of your intimate relationships. Is your intimate relationship strong? Is it healthy? Is it moving in a direction that is mutually agreed upon? And if not, you need to do something about that.
Do you have an intimate relationship with somebody?
Right.
You know, I mean, that's the first question. And typically we think of somebody outside of our immediate family. Mm-hmm. But as we said, it doesn't have to be. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can have an intimate relationship with any number of people. We want one with another partner, with a partner. But don't think that you can't have an intimate relationship just because you're not in
you're not married or something.
You're not married or you're in a partner relationship.
Mm-hmm. Right. So you need to have that connectedness, that closeness.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you don't have that, work to build that. You know, you work, whether it's somebody you work with or somebody at school or somebody that lives nearby or something, or a family member, you know, work to create that connectedness.
Right.
If you're married and you, or you're in a relationship where you have people who you spend a lot of time with, mm-hmm. if those relationships are unhealthy, get some support and some help to improve those relationships, make those relationships healthy.
That's right. And relationships don't take care of themselves.
Yeah.
They're like plants and pets. You have to nurture them. You have to take care of them. You have to take care of your relationship. If mm-hmm. you're not, I think the first thing I would do is I would question myself mm-hmm. and say, am I nurturing this relationship? It's not going to be self-sustaining.
Right.
You have to take care of it. And if you're not nurturing that relationship, it will wither.
Yeah.
You know,
absolutely. So, all right.
So, if you're at risk mm-hmm. for coronary heart disease, if it's a family risk factor, if you have a high stress kind of job that puts you at increased risk, you may want to think not just about depression and anxiety, you may also want to think about how your relationship might be a protective factor mm-hmm. against such things as coronary heart disease.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
So take a look at this. It's good information, and I think valuable information.
Absolutely. So, all right. That is it then.
Relationships are hard.
They are. We should talk about that sometime.
We should do a week on relation.
I knew you were going to say that.
I have an idea about that.
It's always nice when you have ideas.
It's a good idea, too.
Great. All right. Until next time, I will listen to his ideas, and then we'll go from there. Maybe.
No comment.
Until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.